You're listening to SBS News.
Tensions between France and Australia have escalated following a dramatic exchange with President Emmanuel Macron after his address to the G20. The moment was captured by SBS News as the President of France revealed to Australian journalists the depth of the diplomatic damage.
AUKUS deal was very bad news for France, but not just for France, because I think it's very bad news for credibility and of Australia, and very bad news for the trust that great partners can have vis-a-vis Australia. So I had a very direct discussion with Prime Minister Morrison about this issue.
The President invoked the deep roots of the military alliance.
Your country was shoulder to shoulder with us during the wars. Yes. You had fighters with us when our freedom was at stake. We do have the same value.
A media scrum was gathered around when Emmanuel Macron delivered his strongest criticism.
You think he lied to you?
I don't think. I know.
A claim Prime Minister Scott Morrison was quick to refute.
He's also accused you. He says he doesn't think you lied to him, he knows you lied to him.
I don't agree with that.
He defended the decision.
The decision I've taken as Prime Minister that my government has taken was in Australia's national interest. I don't resolve for it for one second. These decisions are difficult.
The $90 billion submarine deal was jettisoned in a surprise intercontinental press conference in September with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and US President Joe Biden. The government had opted for a nuclear-powered alliance with the two Western nations. Scott Morrison and Emmanuel Macron had a brief encounter at the G20 earlier this week, but it's clear France is still seething. The Prime Minister maintains he made his concerns about the submarines clear during a visit to Paris earlier this year.
I was very clear that what was going to be provided to us was not going to meet our strategic interest. And there was still a process we were engaged in, and we then engaged a bit over the months that followed, and then we communicated to him our ultimate decision.
Scott Morrison's agenda at the G20 had already been overshadowed by Australia's damaged relationship with France. But this extraordinary and personal allegation by a president to a prime minister takes this diplomatic stoush to levels almost unheard of. Back home, the acting prime minister, Barnaby Joyce, has made his thoughts known.
We didn't steal an island. We didn't deface the Eiffel Tower. It was a contract. And contracts have terms and conditions. And one of those terms and conditions and propositions is that you might get out of the contract. We got out of that contract.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese offered this rebuke.
You've seen President Macron make some very serious statements about his view of what Scott Morrison said to him. Australians need a leader who can be trusted, and the world needs to be able to trust the Australian Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister remains hopeful now that dialogue has resumed.
We've spoken several times over the last couple of days. I'm sure we'll speak a bit more before I head back to Australia.
As to whether the relationship will ever be repaired, the French president told Australian journalists, never say never. In Glasgow, Pablo Vinales, SBS News.